Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Getoleno. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Ryo has outlined a comprehensive regional roadmap to position the handlooms and handicraft sector as a globally competitive and sustainable industry. Delivering a presentation on the progress report of the High-Level Task Force on Handlooms and Handicrafts at the 73rd plenary session of the Northeastern Council held in Shillong yesterday, Mr. Ryo emphasized that the Northeast, which is with its rich cultural heritage and strong artisan base, holds immense potential to emerge as a global hub for handlooms and handicrafts. However, he pointed out that the sector continues to face structural challenges such as outdated technology, weak quality testing systems, and limited market access. Mr. Ryo also said, over the next 3 years, the initiative aims to train more than 50,000 artisans, establish over 30 common facility centers, and support over 16 lakh artisans across the region by generating 2 lakh additional jobs and achieving an export target of 5,000 crore rupees by 2030. This, he said, a proposed investment of 501.70 crore rupees will support infrastructure, skill development and market expansion. Mr. Ryo further underscored that the Brand Northeast initiative will promote the region's unique craftsmanship in national and international markets. The presentation also proposed the formation of a high-level steering committee to monitor implementation, review progress periodically and ensure coordinated execution of recommendations across the region. World Environment Day is celebrated across the globe today. The day is observed to raise global awareness to take positive environmental action to protect nature and the planet Earth. The 2026 theme is Inspired by Nature, for Climate, for Our Future. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Ryo reaffirmed the collective responsibility of protecting ecosystems that sustain life and livelihoods. Mr. Ryo emphasized that by conserving the natural resources and biodiversity, society can build a more sustainable and resilient future for generations to come. Minister for Higher Education and Tourism Temujin Inna Along yesterday inaugurated the academic building of Peck Government College under the Rashtriya Uchchatar Shiksha Abhiyan. Addressing the event, Mr. Along said that taking honest responsibility and stewardship is the new mantra for a transformed educational system in Nagaland. Mr. Along further urged both the students and the faculty to work towards being resourceful and contribute in every field to the state and the country at large. Meanwhile, Additional Secretary to the Government of Nagaland and SPD, PM Usha, Senti Yangar Pongan emphasized the transformative role of PM Usha in strengthening higher education infrastructure in the state. The district administration Zinoboto yesterday conducted a consultative meeting on the implementation of the rules of administration of justice and police in Nagaland, Fifth Amendment 2025. During the deliberations, Deputy Commissioner Zinoboto Dharamraj emphasized the need for clear delineation of powers and responsibilities among the different levels of customary courts. He noted that serious criminal offences continue to be dealt with under the regular judicial system and stressed the importance of ensuring that customary courts function within the scope provided by law.
They will only impose fine maribo pare and ituk they will limit set kori in our 10,000.
Superintendent of Police Zinoboto, Dr. Kupe Kafo, stressed the need for clear guidelines on the nature of cases that may be taken up by the village, subordinate and district customary courts while ensuring fairness and adherence to legal principles. And, in a move aimed at maintaining public order and ensuring the safety of citizens, Dimapur Police have reiterated that prior written permission is mandatory for organizing any public gathering, rally or democratic protest within the city. According to a notice issued by the Deputy Commissioner of Police, Crime, cum PRO, the police fully recognize and respect the democratic rights of citizens to assemble peacefully and express their views. However, the notice emphasized that safeguarding public safety, maintaining law and order, and preventing disruption to traffic and commercial activities remain equally important responsibilities. The police stated that any form of public gathering, rally, or protest must receive prior written approval from the competent authority before being conducted. The notice further reminded the public that all forms of public gatherings are strictly prohibited at the clock tower area in Dimapur in accordance with the government orders. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.